Hello, Awe Islanders. Today, we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. Looking for a particular favorite story or a special meditation? Want stories about dragon or episodes read by a male or female narrator? You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining that you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly, deep breath in and out. Today, the air will help you feel calm as if you are resting on a cloud. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end by thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your cloud? It is in a warm and sunny sky. The cloud is soft and fluffy, like a giant pillow. The breeze circles you as you lie back on the cozy pile of fluff. Think about your feet, focusing on how they feel. Do your feet feel warm or cool as they float on the soft cloud? Do you feel the breeze whooshing between your toes? Does the wind tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the cloud float your body up and breathe like a dragon in and out. Focus on your legs. How do they feel? Let the cloud support them. Your legs are light and floating, just like your feet. Relax and feel the warm breeze swirl around you as the soft cloud gently rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Think about your back. How does it feel? Relax into the fluffy cloud and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The soft cloud hugs and gently rocks you as you float in the air. How do your hands feel? Your hand is open with your fingers spread out, allowing the breeze to circle them. Feel your hands soften as they float on the warm cloud. Your body is light and calm, hugged by the comfy little cloud. Think about your arms. How do they feel? The wind gently swirls around them as you rest your arms on the fluffy cloud. With your feet, legs, back, hands, and arms all relaxing, notice the lightness in your body and float. Focus on your shoulders. Feel them soften as they settle into the cloud. Breathe like a dragon, in and out. The cloud hugs your body gently and rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the wind sway your head from side to side as your head rests on your cloud pillow. Enjoy the feeling of comfort as the cloud gently cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. The soft breeze swirls around your face and body, relaxing you even more. Now, your whole body is floating as the cozy cloud supports your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the cloud hug and rock you, back and forth, back and forth, wrapped in the airy blanket. As you continue to float, let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Breathe deep, in and out. Breathing in through your nose and breathing fire out your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Sharing a Snack. The curious dragon peered out from the cozy cave and eagerly watched the sunset. The dragon could hardly wait to return to the animal sanctuary and explore some more. The hum from the sparkling train faded into the distance, and the dragon knew it was time to go. The dragon stepped outside the cave, stretched its wings wide, then lifted up off the ground. Hovering above the forest, the dragon looked for the train's tracks and then followed them once more. The dragon smiled and, passing the beach, waved to Benji the Bucket and Paula the Blue Penguin. Warm air surrounded the dragon above the beach land, and then slowly the air began to cool. The dragon smiled and waved to Bo the Beluga Whale and Princely, the penguin, as the land turned white, covered in snow. The dragon followed along the tracks until the white snow melted away and the land changed to green and brown. The dragon looked for the peaceful pool of water and landed in the sanctuary. Oliver the elephant rested with his herd. He heard a noise and looked up. The dragon had come back. The little elephant smiled, happy to see the dragon again. The little elephant hopped up and ran over to the dragon. The dragon felt a little worried at the sight of the elephant bounding forward at full speed. Oliver screeched to a stop and wrapped the dragon in a big hug with his trunk. The squished dragon smiled and began to wiggle out of the little elephant's grasp. Oliver noticed that his great big hug had made the dragon feel uncomfortable and apologized. "Sorry, dragon. I was just so excited to see you again. I guess I overdid it." The dragon gave Oliver a gentle smile and took a deep dragon breath in and out. The flames flickered into a winky smiley face. The dragon felt happy knowing that the little elephant was so excited. The sanctuary was another fantastic place to visit. However, the dragon decided it would be best to remember the little elephant's big hug and remind him not to squeeze so tight. Just then, the dragon's tummy rumbled. "Oh, it sounds like you're hungry," Oliver said. Then Oliver's tummy grumbled. He smiled and blushed, feeling a little embarrassed. "I guess I am too." Then the little elephant said, "I know," perking right up. "I know just where to go. Follow me." The hungry dragon eagerly followed the elephant over to some colorful trees. The trees were splendid, with leaves as soft as feathers. Taking a closer look, the dragon could see some beautiful orange fruit up near the tip top of the tree. Oliver smiled and said, "You're going to love this. The fruit is very sweet and juicy." Then the little elephant stretched his trunk up as high as he could, but Oliver couldn't reach the fruit. The dragon started to spread its wings. It would be easy to fly up to the top of the tree, but the little elephant seemed to have a plan, so the dragon waited. Oliver looked around and found a couple of rocks. The little elephant scooted them up over to the tree and then stood them up on top of each other. Then Oliver began to climb the stack of rocks. The rocks wobbled as the elephant reached up to the top of the tree. The dragon hurried over to be sure the little elephant didn't fall. Oliver wrapped his trunk around two pieces of fruit. He carefully climbed down and handed one fruit to the dragon. The hungry dragon looked it over. It was a lovely orange fruit with a blush of red. The dragon took a bite. The fruit was just as sweet and juicy as Oliver said. The dragon smiled and finished the piece of fruit. So did Oliver. The dragon smiled a thank you to the elephant and then yawned. Oliver yawned too and said, "I guess I'd better get back to my herd. Will you visit again?" The dragon smiled and nodded yes. Then the dragon waved goodbye and left to find the sparkling train for a ride home. Just in time for the starlight ride, the dragon climbed aboard and rode home to the enchanted forest. The dragon waved goodbye to the friendly train and trudged home. Reaching the cozy cave, the sleepy dragon crept to the soft bed of moss. A tail curled around the peaceful dragon, and grateful thoughts rolled through the mind. Thankful for the tasty fruit, The dragon was very grateful to have such a clever friend. The dragon was even thankful for Oliver's tight hug. With eyes closed, the little dragon wrapped arms and tail around in a tight hug, then relaxed. Taking a deep breath in and out, the dragon relaxed into the mossy bed. With another breath, the dragon calmed. And smiled. Then, one more deep breath in and out. The dragon's mind quieted and drifted to sleep, dreaming of the feathery tree with the beautiful orange and red fruit. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.